A new study reveals Americans are struggling with concepts related to personal finance. Why? We dive into the specifics and share some tips to help you on your financial journey. That and more coming up on Retire Right Radio.
And now, Retire Right Radio with Paul Roberts.
We've got a lot to get into today. We're going to get into the financial 10 commandments with Weston Lindeman weighing in, and also the results of this study by Forbes Advisor. It is Retire Right Radio, and Weston Lindeman is part of the team of all-star advisors at Roberts Wealth Management. Learn more about the firm, a fiduciary firm focusing on retirement planning, at robertswealth.com. Well, Weston, let's dive into this study conducted by Forbes Advisor. Found many Americans are struggling with concepts related to personal finance. That lack of access to a formal financial education appears to be the common denominator. And we'll even break it down by generations, too. I guess first to get your take on it, because you live in the financial universe, but you went through school. College, high school, all of that. So what are your thoughts on what they teach as far as just lifetime financial matters?
So I understand from having these conversations, most people do not have access to financial education of any sort when they are in high school or even college. And I was a little bit fortunate in the sense that there was a personal finance class offered at my high school, and I took that course. But interestingly enough, and our first statistic here that we want to share from that study is that 1 in 8 Americans report that they've learned more about their finances through social media. Well, in the era of influencers, our personal finance course at my high school was actually Dave Ramsey's online course. Although there was a teacher facilitating the conversation, it was mainly watch this video on YouTube of someone else talking about personal finance. So, you know, that's the best we can do in some high schools, and that's okay. It's at least better than nothing. But that puts me in the 1 in 8 Americans early in life that could report having learned first about finance through social media and the internet. So that's an interesting statistic. We see it more and more in the office, actually. And it's not just a, you know, one specific age group. It's across the spectrum.
Really?
People of all ages will come in and say, hey, I heard about this thing on TikTok or whatever source, right? Just somewhere on the internet. And, you know, there is good information out there. There's also some tricky information that the trouble is sifting through all of those different sources and trying to identify what is sound advice and what isn't. I can tell you, anyone who's, you know, giving or receiving blanket advice, probably not going to be what you're looking for. You know, it may point you in the right direction, but what we do here is so tailored to the individual that you have to be cautious when dealing in generalities, and that's especially so with financial advice.
Yeah, there's so much that's concerning about what you cited as far as social media and the influencers, because how do we know their qualifications? I mean, how are they on there as supposedly some expert on financial matters? And yes, unlike the approach you take when you meet with people individually, it's broad brush, even if it is somewhat accurate what they're saying.
That's right. And in this day and age, when there's so many challenges already to have a successful retirement, you really can't afford to make mistakes. And, you know, following a piece of advice because it's good for one person doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to be the right thing for you.
We're going to ask Weston to break down some more stats from this study, but just mention the custom approach that they take for those near or in retirement. If you'd like to enjoy that custom approach, it's easy to get on the calendar. Claim a very comprehensive review for yourself. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680. So looking at some things specifically on this study, among the areas that were said to be the most challenging for people when it came to financial planning, there's three here, if you wouldn't mind weighing in on. First is 45% of those surveyed said creating or sticking to a budget or a spending plan. And, you know, a lot of people, when they first come to you, may not even have something in writing.
Yeah, that's right. And part of that could be because one of our other stats here from the study, 30% of Americans, that's only 30%, that say their family actually talked about money when they were growing up. And so, of course, 45% as adults are not, you know, sticking to a budget or even have created a budget. And those two numbers are pretty close. And I'm sure that's no coincidence, right? If we grow up in a household where budgets are talked about and discussed, then we're probably more likely to have a budget when we are managing our own household dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And from there, you know, if you have seen, I suppose, parents growing up that, you know, had the credit card debt all the time, and if you were aware of that as a kid, then it makes sense why another 37% of Americans said one of their biggest challenges is credit cards, you know, how to manage credit utilization without going into debt, you know, month to month, having to make those payments versus, you know, the more financially sound strategy of, you know, using the credit card responsibly and then paying it off at the end of the month. And so, you know, lastly here. Yep, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Keep going. You're on a roll.
Yeah. The 36% here said that filing taxes was one of their biggest challenges.
And, oh, yeah.
That is, you know, not just because taxes are a pain and a burden and no one likes paying them, but because the tax code's a tricky thing and people have, you know, more and more challenges finding what are the right deductions to be taking? Or are they maximizing those deductions? What's the best way to do, as we often talk about on this show, tax-efficient planning strategies? And that's not even something that's covered in the, you know, curriculum of any personal finance course. That's more, you know, an advanced strategy. And it speaks to just one more reason why, you know, you can get information out there, but you really need to have a conversation with a professional that can walk you through the ins and outs of all of these different things.
And, you know, you were talking about this, citing that one stat, 30% of Americans say their family, only 30% of their family talked about finances. I had a great growing up. Could not have told you what my mother or father made salary-wise. I didn't know. I mean, in a lot of ways, they just, well, it's not polite to talk about that. But I just know we always had food. And then on Saturday nights, my dad was able to buy steaks for up to 15 people. He probably couldn't do that today.
Yeah. Well, that's inflation for you. But it's a curious thing, and I'd like to see a study on this if it's possible. Whoever, you know, is listening out there that can make this happen, I would like to see, you know, for the households that talk about money, what is that socioeconomic background? I would venture to hypothesize that it's probably going to be households where finances are a little bit more tight, where those money conversations come up
Could be more often.
And if things are, you know, smooth sailing and there's no, you know, financial stress in the household, there probably is less conversation around that.
What's the difference, though, between, as we're talking about general financial knowledge, and what's the difference between that and, let's say, someone is pretty astute in general financial knowledge? How does it differ, though? And it could be, in other words, a whole new territory for that person when they look at retirement planning.
Yeah, it is a big difference, and it's really not even comparable, because oftentimes we'll see someone who's done a really great job of saving. And then when we look at the investments, they're going about things in some of the least efficient ways possible. And so you can really win in the accumulation phase of life by being a, you know, vigorous saver. Someone who's, you know, socking away 20% of their income over the last 30 years is going to have the ability to retire comfortably, more than likely. But it really it pains an advisor to see sometimes when we do that Morningstar report. We take a 10-year look back at how their portfolio has performed, and we see that they've made investment decisions that have, you know, sacrificed the ability for them to earn interest over the years, that, you know, maybe they ended up with $1 million, but they could have had $3 million. And so diligently saving, practicing those personal finance habits can get you to where you need to be. That's that slow, steady, you know, doing what you know to do in order to get there. But if you were to take it a step further and figure out the investment side of things as well, and that's where you can really get in trouble on the internet. I want to hone in on that again for a second, because there is all talk these days, all sorts of talk about, you know, different stock picking, day trading, all sorts of strategies, options trading. I read an article recently. It said that the high leverage, short-term options trading has skyrocketed in America since the creation of the Robinhood app.
And
They've made options trading accessible to anyone and everyone, and that is a fast track to losing a lot of money, because it's a very complicated way to invest money. And so, you know, that's a good example of, you can find, you know, plenty of videos online about this subject. Doesn't mean that you should be doing that.
You know what? I liken that to what you just said. You know, so many states now have made gambling so easy now. I mean, you can bet on games on your phone But yeah. should you? For a lot of people, yeah. that's the question.
It shouldn't be part of the financial plan, at least.
Yeah, exactly. One more thing here. You mentioned 36% found filing taxes challenging. Now, they're looking at probably, in that case, looking back at the last year. What's the difference in that? And you touched on this, looking forward even decades as far as taxes go.
Well, yeah, when it comes to taxes, you know, we consider them to be on sale today. And so if, you know, 36% of people say that taxes is their biggest challenge, well, get ready, because it's about to become even more challenging. In 2025, the current tax code expires. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, well, that's probably going to be a good reason to be among the 20% of Americans that have learned to manage their finances from a financial professional. And I want to highlight that point again. According to this study, only 20% of Americans have learned to manage their finances from a financial professional. And so,
wow.
You know, if you're not prepared for what's coming with the changing tax code, and, you know, we could get into the politics of it. I don't know that it matters when you, you know, who's in office, because the tax code is changing after 2025. And we know that there's, you know, about $60 trillion in the retirement accounts of the current generation retiring. We know there's $34 trillion in national debt. And we know that taxes, historically speaking, are pretty near the low point, if we exclude the first few years of the federal income tax, in which the tax for the highest earners was under 10%. So, you know, they started it out pretty modestly when they created the federal income tax, and it's really it got out of control pretty quick. They've backed that down now to the rates that we are used to today. But just take a look back at history. For about 50 years during the 20th century, taxes were in excess of 50% for the highest earners. And that's unfathomable by today's standards, but it could be right around the corner. And although we don't know with any certainty what that future tax code is going to look like, I'm quite confident that our tax efficient strategies are going to put a lot of people in a better position to deal with that. And with 36% of people answering in this study saying that that was their biggest challenge, all the more reason, take the time, schedule that complimentary consultation, go ahead and, you know, claim that first appointment for yourself to have that conversation and, you know, begin the process of creating a plan that will get you in a more tax efficient situation down the road.
And this is an opportunity that's available at no cost and no obligation for this comprehensive review. And you're going to talk about a lot when you come in as it applies to you. Building an income, what are you bringing to the table? They will, of course, examine that, but also talking to you about how do you see your retirement? How do you want to live in your retirement? It's a learning experience, definitely, on the theme of this segment, and even about proactive tax strategies, protective components in your retirement, and looking and factoring in longevity. And many other things like inflation. 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. Well, speaking of investments, when we come back, we're going to break down the 10 commandments of investing. You don't want to miss number 5. We're actually going to get through as many as we can coming up on Retire Right Radio. Weston Lindemann is part of the team of all-star advisors at Roberts Wealth Management. This growing firm started in Biloxi, Mississippi, offices in Daphne, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida. That's where Weston is, and in the Houston area as well. So one near you, if you're listening. And also, too, although a growing firm, and that's a good thing. I mean, they're busy, but they give everyone the time that they deserve. We're going to do something a little bit different on the show here in these next two segments.
The 10 Commandments of Investment.
Yeah, we've got a lot to get. We'll try to get through all 10. And Weston's going to weigh in on each of these 10 commandments of the financial world. Let's kick it off.
Commandment 1. Thou shalt not gamble.
Now, I just mentioned gambling online, but that was actual gambling. What are we talking about here, financially speaking?
Yeah, so we're not necessarily telling you, you know, don't enjoy a night out at the casino. We started this company, after all, in Biloxi, Mississippi. And so what we're talking about here is don't take those unnecessary risks with your retirement dollars. At this stage of the game, it's not as much about you know, going after those 20% returns in the market. It's more about defending what you've got, figuring out how to distribute it in the most tax efficient way possible. And if we're taking real risks, like real gambles in the market like that, like we discussed earlier, then that's going to be, you know, the potential to lose 30% of that portfolio. And we just can't stomach a loss like that at this stage of the game.
And at Robert's Wealth, they'll look at that balance of risk and safety when they meet with you.
Commandment 2, thou shalt forsaketh the advice of false prophets.
You just spoke about some of those false prophets on social media.
Yeah, they can be on social media. Hey, they can also be other advisors. One of the things that you want to be careful of is making sure that obviously you're dealing with a competent advisor, but even more so, and I can say from experience, this makes a lot of difference when you have a team of advisors. And that's what we offer at Robert's Wealth. We would never tell you to just trust one person to know everything that there is to know about investing and retirement planning. That's why we have the team approach. Avoiding those false prophets in the financial industry, it's so important these days.
Commandment 3, thou shalt do thy due diligence.
And I mean, that could, for one, Weston, apply to when you're, for lack of a better term, shopping around for a financial advisor.
That's right. And it's good to do that, right? We encourage people when they come in for that first consultation, if they're shopping around, we want them to know, you know, that's okay. By all means, go and interview other people and you'll see the difference when you're working with Robert's Wealth. And part of that due diligence process for us is also, as advisors, trying to make sure that the person that we're talking to is actually a good fit to work with us. You know, if someone has a different way of thinking that is, you know, too opposite what Robert's Wealth believes and what our philosophy is when it comes to investment choices, then, you know, maybe they're not a good fit. But in general, though, whether we're talking about individual investment choices or hiring an advisor, that due diligence is just so crucial.
Also on investments, you mentioned Robinhood and you know, we're examining the results of that. It's definitely changed things a lot. How does that apply in whatever investments you handle on your own, doing your due diligence?
Yeah, well, if you're, you know, a do-it-yourselfer out there, whether you're doing it on Robinhood or some other platform, you know, the time and effort it takes to go in and individually do your due diligence on a stock pick, that is, the odds are against you, right? There are teams of people for working for billion-dollar companies on Wall Street that are, you know, miles ahead of you in calculating the same exact, you know, things when they're looking at whether or not to invest in a company. And there's winners and losers in every transaction. So the idea that, you know, someone who has no formal training in the subject or, you know, doesn't have decades of experience is going to somehow beat the algorithmic hedge fund quantitative traders on Wall Street, you know, bit of a stretch. You're really gambling at that point. And when it comes to due diligence, you know, you can't really say that you've done it if you're, you know, outstacked when it comes to the data and the knowledge base.
Yeah, back to Commandment 1. And actually, and gambling, in other words, as it applies to the investment world, risk, they'll help you find that good balance at this stage of your life when you meet with the team at Roberts Wealth Management. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680.
Commandment 4. Thou shalt compound returns.
Albert Einstein said, I think he called compounding the eighth wonder of the world. Those who who don't understand it, pay it. Those who do understand it, earn it.
That's right. And we see it all the time as far as it being a wonder when we present our income plan to clients and they say, wow, I can't believe the money is going to grow like that over the years. And that, you know, even though I'm taking withdrawals, I'm still not going to deplete those assets. Obviously, that's, you know, on a case-by-case basis. But when we're able to show a plan like that to someone, and it's because of the power of compound returns and the safety that we build into our planning, it really is an amazing thing.
Yeah, it is. It can work against you, too. But that's where you work with people who are on the other end of compounding, working against them with that high-interest debt to coach them in eliminating that as best as possible before they retire.
That's right.
What are some of the... You mentioned Dave Ramsey earlier. Do you more adopt the Dave Ramsey snowball method in debt reduction, or what's the Roberts Wealth method in helping people?
Yeah, so it is a case-by-case basis. Obviously, if we have some really high interest debt, that we probably want to tackle that as a priority. But the snowballing method of, you know, tackling the smallest debt first, that that is a proven strategy, more of a psychological strategy. You know, if we're trying to get the most bang for our buck, then, you know, tackling high interest debt.
See
is
the progress.
Priority.
Yeah.
That's right.
Motivate
yeah, it's
you.
That. Mm-hmm. And then for people who, you know, have had trouble, you know, saving or their own fixed income, you know, the budget is what it is. Once you get rid of one debt, then you have the ability to take those dollars that were going towards that payment and throw it in towards another debt obligation. And so that method is a good approach. I know people personally who've done that with success. A lot of times we're having conversations about, you know, should I rush to pay off the mortgage or just kind of keep doing what I'm doing and know that, you know, my assets are paying me interest and, you know, I could put these dollars to work and still cover the mortgage and then some. You know, it's a strategic planning process, and it all goes into that first conversation that we have with people to understand, you know, what it is that you're trying to do in retirement. You know, what are your income needs and expenses? And, you know, maybe you can rush to pay off the mortgage, but if you've locked in one of those low 2-3% mortgages, maybe we'll put these dollars to use in investing them rather than, you know, snowballing the debt away.
Commandment 5, thou shalt diversify, but not diversify.
What's the difference in someone thinking they're diversified and someone being truly diversified?
Excellent question. So diversification doesn't just mean we're holding a lot of different positions. And I have seen that when we, you know, do those complimentary reviews, we send a statement off to get a third party report through Morningstar, and it comes back, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. And sometimes, you know, people think, well, I'm diversified, right? And then we show them their what's called their correlation matrix that shows, you know, when the stock market moves up, do all of your positions move up together, or do some, you know, are some moving in counterbalance with that? And mm-hmm. if they're all correlated positively, meaning they all move in tandem, that means that when it's good, it's really good. But when it's bad, it's really bad. And
oh, good
too
point.
Often we've seen the appearance of diversification. Again, 30, 40, 50 different holdings in a portfolio. Surely that's diversified. But then when we look under the hood, it's all a bunch of mutual funds or ETFs that really are in the same class of investments. They're all more or less overlapping. And so although it's the appearance of diversification, it's what we call death by diversification. And in this fifth commandment here that you've shared, that is obviously something that we want to be aware of today, because if you're not appropriately diversified, if you don't have different asset classes that you're invested in, now that can be, you know, more than just the stock bond traditional 60-40 portfolio. If you've been in that portfolio, you've probably seen, you know, just in the past couple of years, it's been the worst time period in recent history, I believe since the 1970s, for the 60-40 stock bond portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we need to be looking at other asset classes as well. And don't forget things like cash alternatives. While the interest rates have remained relatively high, that has been, you know, presenting an opportunity for people to invest in more risk-free assets that pay good fixed interest and that aren't as, you know, tied to the bond market, which has obviously suffered losses in the past few years. So if you're, you know, tired of that 60-40 stock bond portfolio that hasn't perhaps served you as well as you thought it might, well, good news. We have a whole toolkit at our disposal at Roberts Wealth. It's part of what makes us successful as independent fiduciary advisors. We're not, you know, in a setting where we have to push certain recommendations because, well, that's what pays the bills. Or, you know, we've got this mutual fund over here that, sure, we'll take a 5% fee off the top. You know, that is the corporate model that works for some companies, but it doesn't necessarily work for the client. And mm-hmm. we want to make sure that we are appropriately diversifying. Part of that is having access as advisors to different tools in our toolkit. And we're going to have that tailor-made plan for anyone who comes in these doors. We're going to make sure that we're appropriately diversified, not just in one asset class, but again, across multiple asset classes.
Yeah, and you explained that well when that correlation matrix is applied with someone's investments when they walk in the door. So you really should see some ups and some downs, not all ups and certainly not all downs. You need something to buoy in the bad times to help you.
That's right. It's called the all-weather portfolio, and that means that you can, you know, pretty much expect to make money in all conditions. Obviously, when times are bad and the market's not doing very well, it's harder to make money. But then the name of the game there is minimizing losses. And that's oftentimes where we shine as advisors as well. We're not going to be over here promising anyone, you know, 20, 30% market beating returns. But we know that because we're strategic money managers and we're dealing with the dollars of retirees, people who need these dollars for income, it's that much more important that we're being strategic, playing it safe when the volatility is on the rise like it has been in the past month.
Another opportunity, Weston, for folks to call in and schedule with you at Roberts Wealth at no cost, no obligation.
Yeah, whether you know you're having trouble with that thou shalt not gamble or any of these other of the five commandments that we've covered so far, give us a call, 800-891-8680, to go ahead and schedule that complimentary consultation, begin that conversation of creating a plan so that you can have a roadmap for your retirement.
Absolutely. And it's so easy to come in and get with the team. 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. If you're nearing retirement, we call it the financial red zone. Then and you're thinking, well, I think I need to be doing something a little differently here. This is a great opportunity. If you are retired, maybe you've got some kind of plan in place and you don't feel confident in it, come in. It's a second opinion opportunity as well. 800-891-8680, and at no cost, no obligation. I mean, the limitation would be the time on their schedule. So the best thing to do is go ahead and call in now and get on the calendar. 800-891-8680. Well, we've gotten through five of these 10 commandments of the financial world and five more coming up with Weston Lindeman and Retire Right Radio. Back with Retire Right Radio. Learn more about Roberts Wealth Management at robertswealth.com, robertswealth.com, where you can also hear the podcast, and there are lots there that you can scroll through a description on each and listen on demand. Podcast available as well at robertswealth.com, and there are 155 of them that you can scroll through and see the different topics. We're going to stay on this same theme for this segment.
The 10 Commandments of Investment.
Let's see, Weston has already covered thou shalt not gamble, thou shalt forsaketh false prophets, thou shalt do thy due diligence, thou shalt enjoy the good side of compounding, and thou shalt diversify. So here we go with our next one.
Commandment 6, thou shalt invest defensively.
So what does that mean, Weston?
Yeah, so rule number, it's the sixth commandment here for investments, but it's rule number one for a successful retirement, and that is don't lose money. At this stage of the game, it is less about taking those risks and making those really high returns and more about investing defensively, preserving what you've earned so far, what you've accumulated, being able to generate, you know, steady but reliable returns long term, with the intent being that we're going to derive our income from these dollars in retirement. Now, if you're someone who's planning for something different, perhaps you've got really good fixed income, you still want a good portion of your assets to have some guarantees in terms of steady returns and preservation of capital, but maybe you have the opportunity to invest strategically and take some risks with the other dollars, right? It's a case-by-case basis. We don't, again, just make blanket recommendations to anybody. But rule number one for most people is going to be prioritize a defensive strategy that includes steady returns, preservation of capital. That's how we're going to build an income plan that is going to make sure those dollars last from the beginning of retirement all the way till the end. And for people these days, that means, you know, is, you know, 90s, hundreds, even 30, 40 year long retirements. And that means that the dollars really have to stretch. It's harder to make them stretch when you're compounding losses. That's that negative side of compounding that we talked about, right? If you have a 20 or 30% loss in the market because you didn't invest defensively, well, if you need to derive your income from these dollars, if you need an income stream for the next few years while you wait for the market to recover, you're going to be compounding your losses in the meantime. That means that if we drew up an income plan that says the dollars don't run out until age 95, well, now all of a sudden that might not be the case, right? We rerun the numbers, we find out you've just lost perhaps 8 years of income because of compounding losses. Now, I'm just throwing out numbers there today, but these are real-world scenarios that we've seen with people who've come in, you know, maybe they were working with another advisor, maybe they were doing it themselves, and we look at their portfolio and we see, wow, they've made some mistakes that if they hadn't made those mistakes, had they positioned themselves more defensively, well, then the dollars would have lasted much longer. They'd be in a much better position. So that's a good sixth commandment there, but it's also rule number one to a successful retirement. Don't lose money.
Commandment seven, thou shalt invest offensively.
Okay, different, obviously, and also depends on your age, doesn't it?
It does. And the degree to which we're investing offensively is going to depend in part on age. And then also, again, on that personal side, this is where the tailoring of the planning comes in. You know, if we have a large number of assets and our income needs are low, that is a scenario I've seen, right? Someone's accumulated $3, $4, $5 million. They also aren't taking a lot of income from these dollars. Well, that person, you know, we're going to have a large conversation. A large part of our conversation will be about what is the plan for all of these dollars. Is it legacy planning? What could it be? In that case, obviously, we can be more offensive, but we still want to prioritize preservation of a large portion of the capital that's been earned and accumulated at that point. So there's always a mixed bag here. That's why we don't put everyone's money in a single bucket. We diversify, as we said earlier, across asset classes, but also across risk tolerances, right? Like, you don't want all of your investments aggressive. You don't want all of them to be ultra conservative, where inflation's actually eating up your earnings. There's a balance, and it's not a perfect science. There's a thing called the rule of 100, but it's more of a guideline, and that says that, you know, you take your age, subtract it from 100, that gives you, you know, roughly what amount should be, you know, at risk in the market versus what amount should be more protected, more safe. So for a 60-year-old, that would be about 60% safety, maybe 40% more moderate to aggressive. And then some of that is about personal comfort as well. What's an individual's risk tolerance? And
right.
These are all conversations that we have in that initial complimentary consultation. So commandment number seven there, investing offensively. This is an opportunity to make that money that is going to help us beat inflation, right? If we have good fixed interest in some of our safety buckets, that's nice, but we still want to generate returns when opportunities present themselves. Where we shine as advisors in the retirement planning space is that we're able to go after those opportunities and then also flee to safety when it makes sense to. And it's because of the technology that we use in part. It helps us to be able to maneuver and make wise investment decisions for our clients like that.
And they'll give you a look at your risk bucket when you come in. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680.
Commandment eight, thou shalt avoid illiquidity.
Well, you got to be able to get avoid illiquidity. Or what are we saying there? You should have an emergency fund, or you should have, you should have all sorts of buckets, shouldn't you?
Yeah, it can mean several things. One example would be someone who's, you know, maybe they've put all of their money in an annuity, or they've put it all in CDs and, an asset class that has restrictions on access to the dollars. We don't ever want to put 100% of our dollars in one single bucket by any means. Or, you know, we don't want to diversify amongst one asset class if that asset class is illiquid, right? So you may say, well, I didn't put it all in a single annuity. I put it in three or four different ones. Yeah, but if they're all three or four having significant liquidity restrictions, then you haven't followed commandment number eight here, avoid illiquidity.
And you also didn't follow that commandment about being diversified.
That's right. And that's the catch with, you know, the actual Ten Commandments, as well as the Ten Financial Commandments we're talking about here, is if you break one, odds are you're breaking another one, right? And that seems to be the case here, especially. So
yeah.
With liquidity, you have to have access, even if you aren't relying on these assets for your income needs. Maybe you've got really good fixed income in retirement. Well, even still, life can throw curveballs at you. You may find an opportunity to buy a piece of property, or you may, you know, want to buy a boat, or you may just have an emergency, right? And when those emergencies pop up, if you need something outside of the regular savings that you've built up and you need to pull into those investments and take a withdrawal, well, you would be facing penalties if you have nothing but illiquid assets. So this is one that we want to have a balance with, right? It's okay to have some assets that have limited liquidity, but we don't want all of our dollars to be tied up like that.
Commandment 9, thou shalt respect, but not obsess about expenses.
Well, there's a balance you need to strike.
It is. And, you know, we have these conversations, but we also don't tell people necessarily how to spend their money. You know, it's why our conversations often begin with things like, you know, what do you plan on doing in retirement, right? We're trying to get to know someone to understand what is that lifestyle like and whether or not they'll have, you know, high expenses or low expenses. Sometimes just depends on what it is that they think they might be doing. So it is something to respect but not obsess over. That's a really good way to put it, because it's hard to enjoy retirement if you're obsessing about every single dollar that gets spent. You know, you want to go out and you want to do things, and you've earned these dollars, you've saved them, you've worked hard for them. Now's a good time to enjoy them. Well, it's harder to do that if you're obsessing. So we can create a framework. We call it our income plan, that's going to show you, here's how you can rest assured knowing that you're able to draw this income stream, spend these dollars, enjoy retirement, and because of that power of compound interest, we're going to show you how it's going to grow over the years. Now, we're not going to show you an income plan that has your dollars growing at, you know, 15% year after year. We're going to be on the very conservative end of that with our projections. We're going to show you more like 5% as an estimate. That way, you know, when we exceed those expectations and you come back in for perhaps your annual meeting, then we have a much better conversation to say, well, look, you had more money than we had planned for. That means you get to, you know, worry about this even less. That's our motto here, is we want people to have no worries.
That's another version of the strut you can give people when they come in.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we all like good surprises. We don't like bad surprises. Well, here's our final one.
Commandment 10, thou shalt invest in thyself.
Take care of yourself first in this game.
That's right. And if you can do that and avoid those false prophets in the financial industry, then you're really going to allow yourself to be able to check all these other commandments off the list. Because when you have a guide that you're working with, a professional, or in our case here at Roberts Wealth, a team of professionals that can help you, whether it's taxes or income planning, Medicare, estate, Social Security, if we can check all the boxes of all the possible things you might encounter in retirement, send you home with a comprehensive written plan, and you can say confidently, I know I've avoided financial double talk, those false prophets in the industry. You're working with a team of fiduciaries. There's no better investment in yourself, or thyself, I should say, than to you know, take that opportunity. Schedule that complimentary consultation. You know, meet with one of our team members today and begin that process of creating a plan that's truly tailored to your needs, your best interest, and it's going to make life in retirement not only simpler in the sense that you won't have to obsess over your finances, but you'll have no worries knowing that you know, you have a plan to live and enjoy the next 30 plus years, and that's our goal every day here as advisors.
And it absolutely is, and it's the goal for you, and they treat you as an individual, that you are unique. Your situation is unique. They take a custom approach. 800-891-8680 to get on the calendar. 800-891-8680. I mean, you could be meeting with Weston or another team member. They're great. Now, as Weston has said, and you know from the show, listening to Weston, I mean, he's experienced and knowledgeable in a wide array of financial components, but he did say, I think last week's show, Medicare is not exactly his strong suit. However, there is someone on the team who is very strong on Medicare. So when Medicare comes up, I mean, you've got that team member working with you, Wes. They're phone call away, or they may be in the office. It's a great holistic process, and it's a comprehensive review that you can claim for yourself. 800-891-8680. 800-891-8680. Again, 800-891-8680. We always close the show out with Weston addressing concerns that listeners have shared with us at the website, robertswealth.com. So we'll do that straight ahead. It's Q&A with Weston Lindemann coming up on Retire Right Radio. Retire Right Radio. Moving into Q&A, listeners who were kind enough to share a question with us and say, hey, answer this one on the show. We appreciate it. We consider you adding to the content of the show. But your concerns are legitimate, and Weston is ready to address those. If you'd like to get a question to Weston for Retire Right Radio, you can send it in to Roberts Wealth Management, robertswealth.com, which is another way also to schedule that comprehensive review for yourself. Again, that's robertswealth.com. All right, here's our first one. It's Nancy in Katy, Texas. I'm one of the few with a pension, but I'm worried about it not keeping pace with inflation. Anything I can do?
Well, if you've already elected your pension options and there is no inflation adjustment, that means we need to look at our other assets and how they're invested to make sure that our other dollars are going to keep pace with inflation. And not just pensions, but Social Security. If you don't have a pension that doesn't keep pace with inflation, there's nothing we can do about that. Likewise with Social Security, although there is a cost of living adjustment, if their inflation calculations no longer include things like food and gas in that calculation, then truly Social Security is not going to keep pace with inflation moving forward. And again, that emphasizes that need to have a plan where we're invested across those different asset classes. And some of our dollars are working, harder and more at risk than others. If we have a nice bit of safety over here, then that means with some of our dollars, we can take more risk. With those riskier dollars, we're expecting right. a higher reward. And so that higher reward is how we're going to make sure we're staying ahead of inflation moving forward.
Now, for let's say this person who has a pension, it's already said and done, no going back. But so would you in that case factor in just maybe a little bit more risk, or you would just count on the risk bucket to be what factors inflation?
Well, yeah, we would count on some portion of the dollars being in a more aggressive portfolio, perhaps not even aggressive, maybe even a moderate portfolio, right? And and the reason why we wouldn't, go too heavy on that is because if we go through one of those market downturns, which inevitably does happen, then, the more aggressive portfolio is going to experience more of that downside. And that means that never mind keeping pace with inflation, now we're doing that thing we said we shouldn't do according to the investment commandments, and that is compounding in a negative way, compounding our losses at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the and Nancy, thanks for the question. And Katie, we have, three offices in the Houston area, Weston?
That's right. It's Robertswell, Sugarland, and the Woodlands.
Well, obviously, Nancy, you'll want to go to the Katy office, 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. Herm in Gulfport. My daughter is in her late 20s and has a really good job with good benefits. Question I have is, should she look at contributing exclusively to her Roth 401k?
Oh, that's a really good question. Those are, becoming more and more popular. Last I saw, about 10% of all 401k plans are now offering that Roth 401k. So what that means is, you're not going to get that upfront deduction on your taxes. Instead, you're going to pay the taxes now. And for people who are, unfamiliar with the history of taxes, take a look at 100-year history, a chart that will show you, where taxes are now versus where they used to be. When the 401k first came out, people who had been, in say mid-career, when the 401k first came out, that was a good deal for them. They had been accustomed to really high taxes their whole working life. And now here comes this new tool that allows them to defer today's tax bill, because surely when they take that withdrawal, taxes will be less, right? That was a really good deal. But these days, a lot of people still following the same strategy, right? Word got around, 401k is the way to save. But if we're deferring our taxes today, that means that we must be expecting taxes to be less down the road. And that just seems to not really match up with reality when we look at the history of taxes, the national debt, and the fact that the tax code is set for a rewrite in just a couple of years. So that Roth 401k, I can't really advise you here today and say, yes, she should be contributing exclusively to that Roth 401k. One of the things you want to keep in mind is where you're at in your tax brackets. So if this, if Herm's daughter is making really good money and she is, just a few thousand dollars above, a certain tax threshold, maybe she's at the 22% bracket. But if she had $5,000 less that she had in income, then she would be, in the bracket beneath that, well, in that case, do a combination, tax defer some of those dollars, go ahead and get that deduction there, and then, you know, put the rest in Roth. But for the most part, I like the farmer and the seed analogy. Would you rather pay taxes on the seed or the harvest? With a Roth, you're going to get tax-free growth. And that tax-free growth, as we've discussed already, compound interest being such an amazing tool for investing, and that's why it was on the list of commandments there. Well, compound interest works even better in a Roth account.
If you would like to get a question in for the show, it's robertswealth.com. Here's Franklin and Gulf Breeze. Once again, I'm facing a big tax bill this year. I know it's early enough in the year. Now, they sent this in a couple of weeks ago, but we're in second quarter, so it's early enough to do something to lessen next year's blow. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so we'd have to take a closer look at, you know, what is it that's causing you these tax problems? Is it capital gains? Is it short-term capital gains? Is it long-term? Is it we have all of our dollars in tax-deferred accounts and we're receiving those required minimum distributions? Dependent upon, you know, what your situation is, we'll be able to guide you in a direction that can hopefully lessen your tax burden in the years to come. Ultimately, though, there's no way necessarily around taxes. That would be more like tax evasion versus tax avoidance, right? We want to avoid unnecessary taxes, and it's not just a wordplay difference. The difference is really going to be about 25 years in federal prison, and so we always stay on the right side of that at Robert's Wealth. So when it comes to our tax-efficient strategies, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all. You know, bring us your most recent tax return. We'll take a look at it, and we can create a tax plan for you that, you know, maybe it doesn't solve all your problems, but we're going to do what we can within the letter of the law to make sure we're maximizing our efficiency.
And if you want to come in and talk about it, 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. We have Robert's Wealth offices in Daphne, Alabama. This one is coming from Foley, Alabama. I'm hoping to retire in about 5 years, and I hear you saying things about retirement that I'm not hearing from my guy. What kind of move should I be making now at 5 years from retirement?
Excellent question. And, you know, I'm sorry to hear that you're not working with someone currently who is saying a lot of these same things, because it's not that we've, you know, got a secret recipe over here at Robert's Wealth. It's part of it is the business model, right? That independent fiduciary world. It's a different world than the corporate brokerage firm, and the things that you can say and do as an advisor in that setting is, you know, oftentimes a lot different than what you get working with an independent fiduciary. So it looks like you've identified already that you might be getting dealt with what Paul Roberts likes to call financial double talk. And that's, you know, one of the three rules to a successful retirement. We'll recap them here briefly. It's have a written plan, don't lose money, and avoid financial double talk. And so, you know, if you're working with someone who's not saying a lot of these things, you want to know why aren't you having those conversations? And it's better to ask them that question directly, right? Why haven't we discussed any of these plans for retirement, these things that I'm hearing on the radio of all places, right? And so what kind of move should you be making now that you're 5 years from retirement? Well, you are officially in that financial red zone that we talk so much about. And that means that you do want to make sure you get this right from this point forward. We need to find out, are you on track to, you know, the amount that you need in order to retire and be able to safely withdraw from those accounts without necessarily, you know, depleting those assets too much? And that's really going to be, you know, a process of, you know, understanding, you know, what your needs are, what it is you'll be doing in retirement. So what kind of moves should you be making now? Safeguarding some of your assets if you're not already, right? You don't want to take your foot completely off the gas with 5 years to go, but you want to make sure that in the event of a market crash, it doesn't take you 5 years to get back to where you are today. If that happens, then it's probably going to blow up your retirement plan, and meaning you're going to have to work a little bit longer. So first things first, we want to get a gauge on where you're at versus where you need to be. We want to make sure that we're doing the right things to make sure that you have safe investments for a portion of your assets. Whatever that number ends up being is going to be dependent upon, you know, looking at risk to reward ratios and how much can you afford to lose in any given market downturn, You've got 5 years to go. So again, we want to be more on the risk averse side of things. And it all is going to start though with that complimentary consultation. We have to get a better understanding for you, and you're calling in from Foley. So, you know, you're pretty equal distant from our Daphne or Pensacola office. We'd love to have you in for a further conversation.
Yeah, it's about 40 minutes from the Daphne office. I'm just curious now, what's the distance? I had to pull it up. Hey, you're right. It's only about 46-minute drive to the Pensacola office. So you get your choice in Foley. And actually, you get your choice, too, listening now, if you'd like to come in. Just the office that's most convenient to you to talk about your retirement, to talk about the right strategies for you. Weston and the team open the phone lines again to make this available. It's a limited opportunity, and that's based on their schedule. They can't work 24/7. They have to sleep a little bit, but they're eager to meet you. And this is an opportunity at no cost, no obligation.
That's right. And, you know, we do our best work when we're able to have conversations with people in person. But I get it. It's that time of year. People are out doing things. Maybe you're traveling. Schedule's a little bit busier, and we're, you know, enjoying life as we should be. But don't let that necessarily get in the way of you doing what you need to do to safeguard your future and your plans in retirement. So give us a call if having a conversation, you know, in person, that first hour-long conversation, if you're not too sure it's worth it, maybe you're not the right fit, well, it's always a good idea to consider a phone call as a starting point. You know, let's take 15 or 20 minutes and have a phone conversation and then invite you into the office from there if it makes sense to spend any more time together. We don't want to, you know, waste anyone's time at Robert's Wealth, and we're not necessarily a good fit for everybody. So the way that you can find that out, give us a call, 800-891-8680, and schedule that complimentary consultation today.
Yeah, good experience coming in and getting a look at what your retirement plan could be. And as Weston said, if at first you want to make it just about a 15-minute phone call and then see if you want to go forward and come into the office and dig a little deeper, absolutely. It's just what's convenient for you. It's no cost. It's no obligation. Some of your time, but could certainly be time well spent. 800-891-8680, 800-891-8680. Again, 800-891-8680. Learn more about the firm. See pictures of the team. Actually, there's a big group shot, too, and much more. And, of course, the podcast. And you can schedule. And you can get a question into the show. You can do all that more at robertswealth.com. Robertswealth.com. And 800-891-8680. We really appreciate you being with us for the show. We have fun with it. And Weston gets out great information every week. We're back next week to do it all over again. Retire Right Radio. We'll see you then.
Roberts Wealth Management is registered as an investment advisor and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. This program is a paid advertisement sponsored by Roberts Wealth Management. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss. Discussion should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell the investments mentioned. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies discussed. Investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. Asset allocation, rebalancing, and diversification do not ensure or guarantee a better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. References to market results do not represent the performance of Roberts Wealth Management. Historical performance returns for investment indexes and or categories usually do not deduct transaction and or custodial charges of an advisory fee, which would decrease the historical performance results. There are no guarantees that a portfolio will match or outperform a specific benchmark. Tax information provided is general in nature and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Always consult with an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Roberts Wealth Management is not engaged in the practice of law or accounting. Tax and Social Security rules are subject to change at any time. Annuity guarantees are subject to the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.